Reaction out of Europe to the WikiLeaks disclosure has taken many forms, but most European governments involved say the release won't harm their ties with Washington. The World's Jerry Hatton reports.
Many in Europe had expected warmer ties with the U.S. after President Obama took office, but it hasn't quite gone that way, Europeans believe, and the release of these candid and sometimes unflattering U.S. cables won't help things much. Today, French cabinet member François Baroin called WikiLeaks a dangerous menace to democratic states.
La protection des États, c'est quelque chose de sérieux.
The protection of the state is a serious matter, he said. We're talking about the security of our men and women, of our citizens. The cables contain mostly embarrassing and personal observations of European leaders. In the case of France, for example, American diplomats describe President Nicolas Sarkozy as thin-skinned and authoritarian. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is described as risk-averse and rarely creative. Today, German government spokesman Steffen Seibert dismissed such comments as trivial and irrelevant. He called the relationship between Germany and the United States robust and strong and based on common values. This incident, he said, will have no influence on our relationship with the U.S. But for at least one European leader, the cables may present some political danger. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is characterized as feckless and vain. He's too tired to be an effective leader, says one memo, because he stays up too late partying. Berlusconi reportedly laughed it off, but his foreign minister called the leaked cables a diplomatic 9/11. A bit of an exaggeration, perhaps, but American University in Rome professor James Walston says the cables do hurt Italy's president.
What is difficult for Berlusconi is that he has tried to present himself as being Italy's new face to the world, a reliable, serious actor on the international stage. Clearly, this undermines his position.
The scandal-plagued Berlusconi already faces a no-confidence vote in 2 weeks in the Italian parliament. Further afield, some leaders are still withholding judgment on the WikiLeaks disclosures. One U.S. cable calls Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin an alpha dog. Another describes Russia as a virtual mafia state, rife with organized crime. Today, a Russian government spokesman said authorities would confirm that comments and cables are indeed about Mr. Putin before commenting. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.